Welcome to Chicana Moms Podcast. Your host, Amapola Ramirez. A Chicana sharing a little bit of her heart to inspire and create change to all the Chicana sisters. Hola, Chicana moms. ¿Cómo están? I hope you're having a beautiful day. If you're driving, if you're walking, or you're cleaning, lo que estén haciendo, thank you so much for tuning in to your podcast here, Chicana Moms Podcast. And my name is Amapola Ramirez. And yes, by the way, if you were wondering what the name Amapola is, and maybe you already know, it is a flower, poppy seed flower. And no, my parents, thank God, did not use drugs, but it was a name that my mom liked very much. I don't know why I felt like telling you that. But yes, that's my name. I also go by Paula, by the way. There was a time in my life where I think I was embarrassed, honestly. I didn't like my name, Amapola, because many people didn't know how to pronounce it. Paola. Like, I always get so many different names. And then, you know, with time, I was able to say, you know what? Like, I told myself, I'm going to honor my name. If people don't know how to pronounce it, then they can learn. They can learn to pronounce my name. There's many people that I grew up, like, in elementary that know me obviously by Amapola, but at the age or what grade? Actually, in fifth grade, there was a boy, one of my friends, which he wasn't doing. I know it sounds like he was being a bully, but like he's my friend. I know he was being just dumb and immature, right? But I didn't hate him for it at all. But in class, he said, Amapola Pepsi Cola. And I was like, oh, I hate it. So then I was like, you know what? I'm changing my name. So I changed my name to Paula. So many people call me Paula. And a few people call me Amapola, but I don't mind it. It doesn't matter. People are like, well, what do I call you? Whatever you want at this point. Pero sometimes I say, call me Amapola. That's okay. It just sounds so weird for me sometimes because I'm so used to people calling me Paula. But that's a little story of my name. Que dije, eso voy a compartir. I don't know why. Pero pues ahí, ya les dije. Any updates with me? I feel like the need of wanting to share with you guys updates, you guys, because I want you guys to get to know me a little bit more. And I want to not make this very scripted. You know what I mean? It's not even scripted because there's times that I'm just like telling you, a veces se me traba la lengua, like you've noticed for most of you that follow me. Se me traba la lengua, but ni modo, pues así es, ¿no? The updates with me is just, I think, the same. I think we're all in the same boat, still in this quarantine. Oh my goodness. Like, God, be with us. Like, please let this end. I know it has its pros and cons, but you guys take care of yourselves. The cold weather is coming and more people are gonna get sick, with, you know, the flu. So be very, very careful, you know, and strengthen your immune system, vitamin C, and any fruits, antioxidants, the one that I highly recommend that I give my kids, and you can do research on this, is the elderberry syrup. If you go to Costco, they're selling it. So stock up because then later on, it's going to be gone. So stock up. It's really good. It's amazing, you guys. Do your research on elderberry. Take it every day. Trust me, it really works to take care of yourself because at some point you'll know, I don't know, what I can share with you is that I've strengthened my immune system, that I have like jugos verdes, I have my turmeric and ginger shots every morning. And by the way, those shots, I buy them at Costco. It's like a orange, Suhu, I believe that's the brand. If you follow me on Instagram at, Wellness por vida, wellness_por_vida. you will see a lot of my recommendations of what I'm talking to you about. But yeah, I think, like I mentioned, with me, there's not much. Just working, seeing my clients, you know, organizing and taking care of my home, my kids, my husband. You know, I think we're all trying our best. You know, there's times when there's like, oh my God, ¿y ahora qué hago? Like, do I clean? Okay, I'll clean. There's times where I give myself the right of just like, ahora ni voy a atender mi cama. Like, honestly, there's just times that I just allow myself to just be. And then I bring myself back and then I'm back on track. I think we've all been there, right? But anyways, my sisters, my Chicana sisters, today we're going to talk about we're going to talk about toxic friends. I think there's times in our lives that we know that there's people in our lives that are not real friends, and the relationship itself continues to be. But at some point, there's like no meaning, or is it because it's just toxic? So I want to discuss with you what a toxic friend is and what a good, healthy friendship is, just in case, you know. And I think, you know, I think each and one of us at some point, we know exactly where we're at with specific friends. And sometimes it's just like, what do I do? Sometimes it's like, I don't know what to do. If I set a boundary, they don't respect it. So we're going to talk about that, or I'm going to talk to you about that. So vamos a empezar. Okay, vamos a empezar. So a toxic friend, I'm going to touch base on four things on what a toxic friend does. I don't even like to say the word friend in this toxic friend, right? The toxic peer, the toxic person who we think they're friends, but they're not. The first one is, you guys, when that toxic individual who you consider your friend, but they're actually not, are very passive aggressive. So they'll say really nice things about you, give you a compliment, and then there's that but. But, like, honestly, I don't want to be mean or anything, but, like, I don't think you deserve that. Like, why is it that you need this good thing in your life? And it could be anything, right? Or they start criticizing your relationship. Because let's be real, we talk to our friends about our relationships and very intimate things, right? So this is where you have to be very, 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 very careful as to who you're sharing your things to, especially when it comes to your marriage. If you come across a friend, or a toxic friend, I should say, that's very passive-aggressive, ya le cachaste una, ya le cachaste dos, y nombre, viene la otra, like the another passive-aggressive, como piedradas, then at that point, like, hold yourself back from sharing your personal information with that person. They're not there to help you. They're not there to listen to you. They're there more para maybe chismear. So passive-aggressive, toxic friends, toxic individuals, really do not bring any meaning. They do not bring a good, like that good energy, that good friend that you're just like, oh, I can trust my friend, and there's not going to be any judgment, or there's not going to be any jealousy. Unfortunately, there is jealousy. I've had that. I've seen that in my life myself. And sometimes I take a step back and I'm like, wow, really? Like, it's just like, that's like effed up. Like, that sucks. I don't tell them that. But the thing is that with time, you just kind of hold back. If it was consistent, then, you know, to the point where I'm putting myself into a position like that, then obviously it's my fault, for one, giving up my time and my energy in that space. So I'm very cautious with that now. But being very careful with that. And also, you have to remember, you guys, like, you don't want to be a toxic friend. Have you caught yourself being passive aggressive towards someone because you're jealous that they're succeeding? There was a person that I had heard actually that said, you know, I became friends with this girl, and she would always like tell me like, wow, I look up to you, you do great things. And she would always be like passive aggressive. And she noticed that with time, she was like, you know what? She doesn't seem like real. She's always throwing jabs. Like she'll always say like, why is it that like you're succeeding? Like I see you happy. I can't really support you because it makes me feel uncomfortable to see that you're succeeding and I'm not. Like, come on. If one person, if we find ourselves in that space that we're not succeeding, it's because we're not doing the work and we're being impatient and we're giving up too soon. Just continue to put out content, to do stuff for yourself and don't give up. That's how you'll get wherever you want to be, right? But we want to be careful of us not being that toxic friend. Be very, if you find yourself that you're jealous, okay, that you are jealous of your friend, then you have to take a step back and be like, wait, I think I'm going to tell you something that I found very helpful. There's success for everyone. There is success for you, for every single human being in this planet. It is up to each and one of us to achieve our great potential, to be consistent and not give up. So being careful with maybe how you're coming across, because maybe you can be a toxic friend. But if you have individuals in your life that you're like, well, you know, I'm just very genuine, pues, I'm not the toxic one. Okay, that's understandable because that could happen as well. Then being mindful of, you know, setting those boundaries. Now, this is a thing. When someone is being passive aggressive, you have, which I'm going to go to number two, is always competing with you. Like if you say something like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so happy, I'm going to start my business and I'm going to be selling, I don't know, plants or whatever. And then that toxic friend says like, wow, really? Oh, that's good. But yeah, I'm going to be selling diamonds. You know what I mean? Like anything that you say, they will make it seem like it's not that important, that but whatever it is that they're doing is so much better than you. And they're going to say it in this very, again, passive aggressive approach. And they're going to want to just compete with you. They want to compete with you in this approach where it's just like unnecessary. If you find yourself in a space where you find yourself maybe, okay, we want to also check ourselves. We don't want to be that toxic friend. So we don't want to be like also competing with anyone. There's no need to compete. There is success for everybody. And I think if we all understood that, there wouldn't be so much freaking hating, to be honest, my opinion. So being cautious with that. And I think maybe as you're listening to me saying this, maybe you're like, you know what? I caught on to her or him being that way. I remember a time in a place that I used to work when I said, oh, I want to go to USC. And that individual was like, yeah, no. He literally said this. You're not going to get into USC because the place that you got your bachelor's, yeah, I don't think they're going to take that. And I'm like, really? Well, that's kind of interesting because my professor that teaches that school is going to be a professor at USC. He's like, really? Wow. Oh, I'm surprised. I'm like, wow. I was so shocked that he had said that. No one has ever told me anything like that. And in my head, I was like, you know what? Screw you. I'm not even asking you if I should go there to get your approval. Like, I'm just telling you I'm going to go there. And that was years before. Obviously, thank God I was able to accomplish that dream. But it's interesting, you know. And that was a coworker. I can't really say it was my friend. But I'm just saying that it was interesting how people that are hating will make such comments like that, you know. So being careful with that. If you find yourself in a space where someone, that you feel that someone's trying really hard to always compete with you, like, that's, like, it's unnecessary space for you to be, okay? It's toxic. The third one, you guys, is disrespecting of your boundaries. So if there's a person who's just very toxic and you set a boundary like, hey, I would appreciate if you would not always say that your things are better than mine, because it makes me feel as if you're like competing with me. And if you continue to do that, then I am just going to have to remove myself from seeing each other or, you know, coming around to your home. And if they get offended and they're like, wow, you know, I think I actually, the last episode, I talked about holding a grudge and setting boundaries. So I'm not going to get so much into that. But if you want to listen to the previous podcast, that's what it's about. But when someone disrespects your boundary and it's a toxic friend, and you thought, wow, I've known this friend. You could say, I've known this friend for 20 years. And, you know, that's just how she is. But you continue to put up with his or her negativity. What do you think? What do you think? Is it helpful for you? Is it healthy for you? Your mental health, your physical health, I should even say. Okay, so being very careful with that. And if they get mad, let it be. The other thing that I've noticed, you guys, I guess I could even share about my life, is that when you have like these things that you're going through in your life, and there's friends that, well, you consider friends that stay quiet. You're doing something in your life that you're proud of. You're trying to succeed in different ways. And, you know, you're just, te estás moviendo, you know, you're doing stuff. And they don't say anything. Like, they know, they follow you. They do all these things, like, you know, like your stuff. But when they see you, or they talk to you, like, they don't even mention anything. They don't mention anything of how your business is going. I'm so proud of you. I'm doing, like, you know, for doing what you're doing. Like, they don't say anything. That sometimes I'm just like, wow. Like, really? Like, what is that about? And to me, sometimes I feel like it's jealousy, to be honest. Because, or maybe it's because it's uncomfortable for them. I don't know. I was listening to this recording on a video, and actually I'm gonna play it for you so that you can hear it, and then I can touch base a little bit more on what is it that I want to say.
When I first launched my business, even some of my closest friends had nothing to say. They didn't necessarily support me, meaning like or share my content or even ask me how it was going with the brand. They just kind of, you know, stayed silent. And at first I took offense to it, but then I quickly realized it is normal human behavior. They had never seen someone try to accomplish something so ambitious. It was just easier for them to stay quiet and hope that it wouldn't go anywhere significant. And then I started to not take it personal. I just kept going and going. And if this happens to you, you'll find that you will meet people and friends that get it, that know where you're coming from, that believe in you, that want to help, ones that cheer you on. And trust me, when it comes, friends like that, you grow with them. You evolve with them.
So that's exactly what I was talking about. When I listened to that recording of that lady, she's an entrepreneur, and she titles it Entrepreneurs Know This. When you're doing something in your life and it's just so meaningful for you, sometimes people don't understand it. And you know what? That's okay. They don't have to. But I think at some point it becomes very disappointing to know that, like, wow, I thought that throughout time, no matter what, like, you would be happy for me, just how I would be happy for you. But you start noticing, like me personally, honestly, I have been able to say, like, I have seen that. I have seen that. And that's okay. That's just the way they want to be able to, I guess, participate. Like, they want to be there in the way, they want to be there in my life the way they think they need to be there, because it's uncomfortable at some point maybe to talk about the things that I'm doing. I don't know. It's really interesting. It's really, really interesting. So to me, when it comes to, you know, I know we're talking about toxic friends, but I feel that when friends that you consider friends, right, stay quiet, they're really not willing to make the time to get to know more about you as you are growing and whatever it is you're doing. And it's interesting, right? I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. Many of you probably can relate. And I'm not even saying friends. This is family too, you know, or people who you feel like you get along with, but at some point it's just like they stay quiet. So at that point, honestly, what I'm going to share with you guys is like, you can't do anything about it. You can't force people. All I do is keep pushing forward. I know my worth. I know what I want to do. Sometimes I get to this space where I'm just like, okay, I'm pushing forward. Y que se va a dar de esto? But I bring myself back into a space of not losing faith, not losing hope, because there's a purpose in my life. There's a purpose in your life. And if you want to start a business, what's stopping you? Failure? Trust me, there's always going to be failure. There's times where I have failed and I'm just like, it's okay. The only thing I can do is go back to do what I was doing before. And that's it. That is it. You have to keep pushing through. When I first started this podcast, you guys, it was like, I was so scared. Pero lo hice con miedo. Like I just said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I feel something in my heart of what I want to do in this platform for my Chicana sisters. Because honestly, I researched, I searched for a podcast that I can relate to as a Chicana and I couldn't find one. I couldn't. And I said, you know what? Heck it. Heck with this. I'm going to start it. And I'm pretty much like that. I like to take initiative and create things. So when I hear the word creator, I feel like I fall under that. So those are some of the things, you guys, when it comes to a toxic friend, a friend that's really not willing to invest their time in the way that a friendship needs to be invested, right? So what does make a good friendship, a friend that's going to be there for you? I have, you know, I know a lot of people, but I do have a few friends that I can honestly say that will tell me, you know, that they're proud of me and that they support my business. And attached to that, of course, like some family members, not all, but I think this is just part of the price, right? That whenever you're doing something and people are not doing something good that they want in their life, then there's that some sort of jealousy. But then there's those individuals that are not doing something for themselves, but they're still happy for you. They're still willing to support you. They share your content. They buy from you. They praise you. They admire you. And they keep like growing with you, if that makes sense. So a good, honest, well, I already said it. A good friend is honest. I think that a friend is going to tell you the opposite of you, what you want to hear. For example, I have a really beautiful friend. And every time, like, I ask her for advice, like, she doesn't give me the advice. Like, she doesn't say, do this. And also because she's a therapist. But she asks me the question. She's like, okay, I'm understanding what you're saying. So let me ask you this. And I love her. I love her for who she is. And I love because I love her friendship. I know that I can call her. Even though I haven't seen her, we don't see each other because of obviously this COVID and just because life itself. She's like one phone call away and she's amazing. She's a beautiful friend, along with my other friends too. I have friends really close that I call my sisters. But that's those specific friends who are there. One of my really beautiful, good friends, she's like my little sister and she went to my graduation and that meant a lot to me. It really meant a lot to me. She's a beautiful human being and she took the time. She has like 6 kids and she works, but she made time to be there. And I appreciated that so much while others that couldn't watched it, you know, live. And that's also like if they were there. So I think that a friend is always going to be honest, a person that's going to tell you what you don't want to hear, that's going to help you grow, that's going to give you constructive criticism, that's not going to judge you, not be passive aggressive, but that's going to really like care that you don't mess up, right? That they're going to help you prevent certain things. And there's times that they're not going to be able to prevent them, right? Because it's up to you at the end of the day to choose or not. The other thing is that they are proud of you and they're very supportive. Like I said, they're willing to do whatever it takes to help you. They will want to spend. They will want to invest in you. Isn't that, I think that's beautiful. Not just money, you guys, like their time. And I know we're talking about friends, right? But like, I think there's family members that we also have like this profound like relationship with, right? That we can just say like, wow, you're like my prima/cousin. And I have a prima that's just so beautiful. She gets me and I get her and it's just amazing. And I think as good friends, because you could be a good friend. You are, I'm sure, a good friend, you know, and you're willing to help your friends and to give them advice. And if they cry or if something happens in their life, like you're there. I think that's just beautiful. So, so beautiful. The other thing is that they respect and honor your boundaries. Oh, that's beautiful. When a friend respects and honors your boundaries. I have come across many people that I know that, you know, I don't see them often, but like they're so respectful. They're so respectful with and cautious of the words that they say and asking like, how's your life? Like, how are you? When we haven't seen each other, it's like, how are you doing? There's times where I've sat, you know, in certain times with specific friends and it's all about them and they don't ask. They'll ask like one or two questions about how is my life, but it's always more about them. And for me, I'm okay with that. I let it be. They just probably need me there. And yes, there's times where it catches on. It's kind of the same thing often. And well, you know, I gotta be real. There's times where I do tell myself like, oh, that's interesting. Why is it always about them and they don't really care about like what I feel and thing? And there's times where I've tried to share and it looks like they're uncomfortable. That's been pretty interesting for me. But I consider myself bien amiguera. I like to help people. I love that my friends ask me for my opinion and of certain things, and I'll be very, very honest with them. They need my help with anything. I'll help with what I can. That's just who I am, And I love that part of my life. I like how I am because I give people what I would like in return. And there's some that do give it back in return the same way. And there's just some that kind of like don't, but I know what's up, right? Each and one of us knows what's up. We just have to be careful of not contaminating ourselves with that toxic friend. Sometimes you just have to let go of friends. I think there's times that we assume the negative of certain individuals, but because I think they already set a pattern with their behaviors in the past, it just kind of is like, oh, it is a fact at this point. It's not an assumption, it's a fact, right? So being very cautious with that. I think also another thing that I can add you guys in regards to a toxic friend, is that those who supposedly are really fake in front of you, but you'll talk to them about certain things and then they'll like, especially I think if it's a group of friends and if there's jealousy, they'll go and send a message to someone, like they'll tell someone else. Like, I think chisme, and it'll like totally be twisted around into something else. This is why we say don't believe everything you hear. Like, if someone comes and tells you a gossip about somebody, know for a fact they're probably talking shit about you too. Like, they have a pattern. I think at some point we all like get it. Let's be real. Chisme is chisme, right? We've all at some point been there. But we have to be really mindful of that, I think, because if we want to create this like inner peace, be in this space of like a healthy mental health, gossip needs to be removed. Toxic friends need to be removed. Think about it. If you have a toxic friend and you're just like, I can't handle her anymore. Like every time I say, no, I don't want to go out. Está fregue y fregue. Like she doesn't understand. Or maybe because I'm just depressed and I have anxiety and she just doesn't respect that. And she doesn't get it. And she doesn't understand the importance of mental health. Well, then that's where you have to decide. No one's going to do it for you. It's going to be your responsibility to decide, does this person require more of my time, of my life? You have to decide. Not everyone's going to come into your life with good intentions. I've seen that in my life as well. And that's why they say you only need one hand to count your true friends. That's it. That's it. And I think, honestly, starting with yourself, like you have to be your own best friend. Like, honor yourself, right? Like, I'm going to share this with you guys because in my life, I feel like God is my best friend. Jesus Christ is my best friend. First is God, right? Then then I can say me. I can't just be like, you know, I am this. Yes, we can say I am the solution for everything. Like I am first in my life. I get it how we say that, but I also want to add, like, I know everyone's different and I'm not imposing any religion or anything on here, but I'm just sharing you about me because I am a Chicana. I grew up Catholic, you know, it was a faith. La Virgen María, right? El Rosario, when someone would pass away, if I'm not even saying that right, but el velorio, right? Like, it's just so meaningful. If for those who can relate, it's just so meaningful that, I don't know, for me, it's just like God is first in my life. And I'm like, God is my best friend. God knows me, right? And I feel that that's all that matters. And if there's toxic friends in your life and you're just like, no sé cómo removerme de sus vidas, like eventually with time, you'll know. But don't wait until something drastic happens. And unfortunately, that's how us human beings work. Sometimes instead of being proactive, we wait until things happen and then ya se revuelve el cochinero and then I'm in drama. Sometimes it can be very, you can prevent it, right? It could be very preventable, but we just have to be very cautious with that. Very cautious. And I feel like I am my best friend. My husband is like obviously like my best friend. He knows me very well. We get on each other's nerves sometimes, but it flows and it happens. But overall, like we do miss each other. He can be at work and I'll be like, when are you coming home? But he is. He's also my best friend / husband. But I really enjoy having those beautiful relationships in my life. And for those who are not there for me the way I thought at some point it would be, that's okay. They're good people at the end of the day. They're just not in that space with me to grow with me as I am pushing forward with what I am doing. And that's still okay because ni modo que pues what, I'm going to have like everyone based on my expectations. No, I want realistic, honest, humble, amazing friends around me. And that's my responsibility because I got to nurture that. We have to nurture those relationships. Like if you haven't seen each other, send a text, call. You know what right now I'm saying this, you guys. It takes me how even like in therapy, sometimes I'll ask, You know, do you have, who's your support system? Who can you talk to? And many people tell me they don't really have anybody. And that really is so sad, because it's important to have a support system. So when people tell me that, I'm like, do you have friends? They're like, yeah, I have friends, but I don't want to bother them with my problems. I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. When you have a real, true, honest friend that loves you, they're going to do anything for you. They're going to stop what they're doing to be there for you. Trust me, they will. And if you feel that they're not, well, then maybe they're not good friends. Maybe just a person who you've known. You know, if someone has not taken the time, and I've said this before, if people do not take the time to get to know your heart, to get to know what you're doing, and to be there for you, like, what's the point? Honestly, what's the point, right? Yes, you can say, you know, I've known this friend for many years. We haven't seen each other in many years, like, ¿sabe cuántos años? And we talk like if it was yesterday. Okay, those relationships I've had, and they're amazing, because you reminisce and it's just like, oh my God. But then there's just people that just kind of like, ya se bajaron del tren. And I say that because it takes me to the story about, like, the journey. Life is like a train. People get on and people get off, right? Like, people come into the train next to you. They sit down and they'll make an impact in your life. And then eventually they have to get off, and then they leave your life, and te quedaste con un impacto, like a learned lesson. And I think that's just how life is. Sometimes those friends come in and then they leave. Or some are still there with you. And those are the true friends that are really willing to make the time for you. And also for you as a good friend, you know. You go out of your way to always make sure that they're being heard, that you're thinking about them and so forth. But I just wanted to touch base on this topic. Because I think during the quarantine, especially everything that's happening, obviously in our world, we sometimes can feel lonely. We haven't seen our friends, right? And hopefully this ends sooner than later. But this is where I think at times that you know who's going to be there for you at the end of the day. Whenever you go through a very hectic time in your life, okay, it can be any crisis, that's when you know who's a true friend. That's when you know. And also, like what I was saying earlier, when you're succeeding, when you're doing great things, you're also going to know who's a true friend. So think about it. Piensen allí, piensen muy bien, analicen y evalúen, is this person worth being in my life? Sometimes we have to remove people from our friends on social media. Like, what's the point? Are you just following me? Are you following me to be nosy? Or are you following me because you want to know about my life genuinely? So sometimes we just have to go on that and delete as needed. And obviously time will tell if that person is really meant to, you know, be there for you or not, because things happen. You never know, right? Se reencuentran and things like that, but that's just life. So, ahí piénsele muy bien. Your time is very important. Your energy is very important. Your mental health is very important. Nurture that relationship within yourself. Nurture that relationship with God. You know, don't lose hope or faith in this situation, you guys. And create the best, beautiful life that you can. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and les deseo todo lo mejor en todo lo que hagan en su vida. You guys are amazing women, my Chicana sisters. Las quiero mucho y se cuidan. Adiós. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on Instagram at Chicana Moms Podcast, Chicana Health Coach, and La Chicana Therapist. Please leave your feedback. I would love to hear from you. Rate us on iTunes. on Anchor or SoundCloud or anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. Adios.